this is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. I want to welcome you here. If you are new to this system, the Mystic Oracle is based on the regular deck of playing cards and its relationship to time via our calendar and planetary influences as well. It's one of the most accurate systems of divination as it's mathematically based. And I guess maybe I'll just say a little bit about how the calendar associates with the card deck.
Hello?
Hi. Oh, hello. We have a caller.
Yes.
Hi, who is this?
My name is Donna.
Donna, hi.
Hi. Well, I had a question about my cards.
Okay.
Right now, I am in my Saturn period.
And what is your age?
I am 35, and my birthday is 10/7/71.
And you're 35. Okay. And you're in your Saturn cycle in the cards. So you work with the cards.
I do.
Do you just read your own cards?
I do. I've been studying for a few years.
Okay. Who's your teacher?
Well, we just got the book. A woman named Kathy Lau here in Denver actually has been my teacher.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And when you say you just got the book, which book are you speaking of?
I got Camp's book. I don't have your book yet, but I prefer your interpretations of the cards. I find them to be more in-depth and more accurate from what I've experienced.
Thank you. So you're a two of diamonds, eh?
Yes.
And you're in your Saturn cycle, so... Oh, I see your concern. You have the nine of spades.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're calling? Oh, and the nine of clubs.
Yes, and it's my Mercury day, too, so that's why I got through.
There you go,
yes.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
So you're a Libra.
I am.
Which means that your planetary ruling card is the eight of clubs.
It is.
And you've also got the seven of spades. And Saturn off of that card.
I do.
With the Jack of Diamonds, do you have a Jack of Diamonds or a diamond male in your life?
My ex-husband.
Your ex-husband. Do you
yes.
have a relationship with him?
Custody, ongoing custody issues.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And is there any kind of stress going on there with him?
Over the top.
Over the top. Well, that's how I would see this, first of all.
Yes.
You know, and
I have no job, and I am facing eviction, and on and on and on. Every area of my life is challenged.
Let me talk about the nine of spades.
Okay. Let me take some notes.
Nines in general
mm-hmm.
are not personal numbers.
Okay.
They're universal numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And so they demand that we move out of a personal perspective and into a greater awareness, really. I mean, when the Nine of Spades comes in Saturn,
mm-hmm.
you can know without a shadow of a doubt that after you get through that cycle,
mm-hmm.
your life is going to be very different. And that energy has been working with you since just before your birthday.
Yes, it has.
Mm-hmm. And it builds, it seems. This
mm-hmm.
is what I observed. As we move toward our Saturn cycle, for those of you that don't know, we have seven 52-day planetary periods each year from birthday to birthday. And the fifth planetary period of 52 days is our Saturn cycle.
Okay.
And Saturn is our teacher. So... These are really powerful cards. I have a friend who calls the Nine of Spades the card of the yogi.
Hmm.
And they demand that you let go. I mean, you really are being asked to let go.
I am.
And you have to approach this from a totally aware place. You know, you have to make your conscious awareness and your integrity and how you go about this.
Okay.
Your priority, and you have to let go of any feelings of resentment, It's pretty demanding having the Nine of Spades, Nine of Clubs, and Seven of Spades in Saturn. How's your health?
It's challenged.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but
yeah, I would think pretty much everything is challenged right now.
Yes, it is.
I've been challenged by this card, and ended up sitting in the middle of a life that had disappeared, wondering what happened. So the good news is life wants to give you something greater. I mean, nines are really about reinvention and recreation.
And
it's just in order for that to happen, we have to let go of everything else.
Well, I should say I'm starting to film a reality TV show on Sunday.
You are?
Yes, and it is an extreme body transformation. We're going to film up in Boulder, Colorado. And I see some tens coming later on this year.
And there's some what?
Some tens. There's some tens.
Oh, tens.
Result cards, things like
that. Yeah, that would be on here. Oh, the Ten of Diamonds.
Yeah. There's Ten of Clubs, Ten of Spades. A lot of things are going to probably come from that.
Well, see, the more you really take advantage of this, you know, I used an example the other day in somebody's reading, and I had never used this example before, and I just loved it when I heard it come out of my mouth. I was talking to her about when we have these kinds of cards, it's most important for us to initiate the change and the growth in ourselves rather than resisting and getting caught up in old patterns, because then we get batted around.
Right.
But if we take the step, it's like we walk through the house all day and we pass lamps and light switches, and we wait until it's dark to turn them on. But if we turn them on during the day, it's going to make things even brighter.
Right.
And it's a little bit like that with these kinds of cards, you know, that we need to take the initiative to really go do some serious house cleaning at every level of our being, inside and out, and just start tossing things out.
Okay.
So they don't have to get ripped away.
Ripping
I hate to sound so extreme, but I do like drama a little bit in expression, and, you know,
yeah.
You're being asked to let go of how you, where you think you're going, what you think you're doing, who you think you are, the whole nine yards, you know.
Okay.
And do you meditate?
You know, I went to the Buddhist temple on Sunday because I know that I'm going to have to.
Yeah, you must, and you want to do it joyfully, not like you're being, you know, have a ball and chain on you. You just want to know that that's your sanctuary deep inside, and the more you become like the Buddha, without any religion or, you know, dogma, but just really become the observer, the greater advantage you're going to have. Because these cards, they come and, you know, they really change our life, and they change our life in very powerful and meaningful ways.
They do.
We just don't always like how they do it.
No. It's not fun right now.
No.
No.
However, you're being asked to go inside. And if I were you, I'd get in there right now.
Okay.
I would become more disciplined. Spades are about discipline and mastery, you know, diligence, wisdom. And that's where your first priority needs to be.
Okay.
And as long as you're feeding that, then everything else starts transforming under these influences.
Okay.
If we don't feed that first, then they nail us up against the wall.
Okay. Okay. Now I have one question, one more question. Do you see a new job for me? Because I'm worried about that.
I wouldn't worry about this if I were you.
Okay.
I would get yourself, I would make the priority really bringing yourself into the deepest balance so that you're not worried about anything.
Okay. Okay.
1, 2, 3, 7, 10, 11, 12, 13. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. What did I say? Oh, yeah, you're really being asked to trust. It's not always always easy, you know, but
no.
It definitely works when we do it genuinely.
Okay.
You have an outcome card that there's a lot of change that's going to take place, and ultimately you're going to experience success.
Okay.
You know, it's a very powerful time because at 35, you go into a new seven-year cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have the Ten of Diamonds sitting in your natal Two of Diamonds house for the entire 7 years.
Wow.
So you're
going
to have to work hard, and you will be rewarded for all your effort.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you so much, Sharon.
You're very welcome,
Donna. I'll order your book now.
Okay. Enjoy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, if you call me, I'm not going to tell you you're doomed in any way, shape, or form, because that's just not what's happening, you know. I'm not going to tell you you're unmarriageable. I'm not going to tell you that anything's impossible, because I believe all things are possible. And since I'm the King of Diamonds, it must be true. That was a joke. Sort of. So it's really about us understanding what these influences are, because when life comes and rattles our cage or pulls out our foundation or takes us for a ride, there's always a purpose to it. And if we can understand that, which is one of the things that's so incredible about this oracle, it gives us those insights. If we can understand what's being asked of us, then we can initiate those steps. We can go in that direction by choice, which really turns everything around for us in a major way. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Julia.
Julia. Hi, Julia.
Hello.
And what can I do for you here?
Well, it's the first time calling your show, and I just was hoping for, you know, maybe a brief reading or a general overview for what's to come for the rest of my birthday.
Are you familiar with this system that I'm using?
Like the previous caller, I have the book by Robert Camp, but you seem to be a little different than him. So.
Well, I think we all have different perceptions. What's your birthday?
September 16th.
September 16th. Not just perceptions, but what was the word I wanted to use there? We all have different relationships with it. Oh, so you're a Five of Diamonds.
September 16th?
What's your birthday?
September 16th.
Oh, September 16th. Sorry, you're the Eight of Clubs.
There we go.
There's a big difference there, eh? That would have been a surprise, wouldn't it? I'm who? Oh, so you are, you have the Queen of Diamonds as your, no, you have the Six of Diamonds as your planetary ruling card. And what is your age, Julia?
I'm 45.
You're 45 now?
Yes.
Oh, so that's a very profound time in life, because 44 is like going back into the womb of our own soul, and 45, we really get to get in touch with what developed our character and who we are. We actually live our life path at age 45. We have the same cards except for the 13th card. I think one of the differences between how I use the cards in camp is he goes to 11 cards in the life path and I go to 13. And I do that because there are 13 cards, there are 13 cards in each suit.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 13 lunar cycles, and there are 13 weeks in a season, and it doesn't make sense to stop at 11 because nothing else does. So it's a little bigger view of things, I think. So in this year, what do you, you don't have a specific question?
No, I didn't know if you wanted to, you know, just like the remaining part of the year, or I don't know how you do it, so.
Well, let's see, where are you? Oh, you're in Uranus now. Oh. One of the things that is interesting when I first look at this, you have a lot of ace energy working with you right now. You know what I get intuitively is that this is a year when you're reacquainting yourself with yourself in some special way. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
You can relate to that?
Yes.
I feel that very strongly. And right, and it's like, it's almost like you're touching who you're becoming in little ways here and there, and probably have been since your birthday. Are you experiencing that?
Well, I started journaling to just to see, you know, because it had been suggested to me that, you know, people would say, do you journal? You should write. So it's like,
uh-huh. Well, you, yeah, I mean, you naturally have writing as part of your life path. And it actually is a way for you to get more in touch with yourself. If you do just like stream of consciousness writing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because what I feel like's been happening this year is you're getting more in touch with who you are on the inside. Being an eight of clubs, you know, it's a strong mental card. And so sometimes it takes a little extra activity or persuasion for you to go more into the softer, more feeling sides of yourself and get into your intuition. You're extremely intuitive. And a part of what I feel like is going on for you is there's a doorway there for you to step through to rely on that even more. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yeah.
Do you use your intuition in your work?
You know, I don't know. I think more that if it happens, it just happens, because when I think about it, I always tend to negate it.
Okay, so this is exactly what I'm talking about, girlfriend. It's like, you want to get a closer relationship going on with that. And I would spend the remaining time between now and your birthday really giving that priority for your personal growth, because it's that questioning that gets in the way. So in order to do this, you have to do things that bring you more into your body and to your feeling and getting in touch with your belly and your gut. You know, like spending time in nature, listening to music that really takes you deep inside, and doing those types of things that help you attune more to who you are on the intuitive level. Because you are very intuitive by nature. But that, see, for clubs, for people born with clubs' birthdays, thoughts are like real things that you build with. And sometimes you can build yourself into a fortress and you can't get out. You know,
yep.
you add one thought to the next, or, you know,
yep,
keep
exactly.
adding thoughts. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Exactly. So then you find yourself trapped by these thoughts that you've built. So what you have to do is, and this is a lot to ask, because
okay.
I know you rely on your thoughts as your guidance system and your mind. However, if you allow yourself to be more in touch and in tune with your body, then it'll help you get more in touch with your intuition, because you really have to get at the feeling level. And then you just decide, you trust, because I'm sure every time you negate it, you see you were right.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Exactly. So if I were you, that's where I would put my energy right now for your personal self. Okay?
Great. I don't know if you can tell this by the cards, but can you tell if there's like a move indicated or a relocation?
You do have a strong indication for moving before your birthday, or at least putting that in motion before your birthday.
Okay. Is there...
And, you know, you also have a card that says you could have a new home. Absolutely. Are you looking for one?
Well, I would really like to relocate out of this area that I live in now, but I don't have a specific place to go to or a specific time frame that I'm looking at. I just know I would like to.
Okay, so I'm going to make a suggestion, and anybody else that's listening, when you feel that way, when I feel that way, and this goes right in line with the other stuff that's going on with you, I really start asking myself, what do I want to feel around me? What do I want to hear? What do I want to see? I recently moved back to L.A. from Kauai, I was asking myself, and I knew it was time to do that, but, you know, I thought, if I buy a home somewhere, what do I want to hear? I want to hear ravens. I want to hear hawks, you know.
Very
those
nice.
Don't live in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And so it's like, really get in touch with yourself and start asking all these different things. What do you want to see when you walk out the door? What do you want the area to be like? And as you start doing that, you'll start resonating with those places. And you see, it's like magic. Have you seen The Secret?
Oh, yeah, I have it.
Well, The Secret is that you're the secret.
Yeah.
And so you go on a journey, and you do this inside with yourself, and just start really tuning into what it is you want to experience in your life, and it'll manifest.
Oh, nice.
I just moved out of a cottage that was on a stream with a waterfall surrounded by fruit trees. And, you know, a year before that, I could feel myself living by a stream in a little cottage with trees, and I didn't think it was on Kauai. Next thing I knew, I was living in this house, and I went, oh.
Yeah, that's
I remember this
though.
From
wow.
The inside. So that's what I suggest to you, okay, Julia?
Okay, great.
And just have fun with it. Enjoy it, you know. Get into the magic.
Sounds great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, I think The Secret is really great, and to me, we are the secret. You know, it's just a matter of us getting in touch more and more with who we are and the fibers of our being, you know, the tapestry of our personal existence and feeling... you know, who we are in there, so that then we start seeing that reflected all around us outside. It's a totally different, well, it's really the same approach. So, again, if you just tuned in, this is Sharon Jeffers, and you're listening to The Mystic Oracle. You can go to my website at www.starofthemagi.com, and you can also visit my site, itsallinthecards.com, where I have compatibility reports available, which is something that's been a lot on my mind lately because I just finished an ebook and I was hoping to get it up on my website for today, but I guess it'll be up there next week instead. And it's an introduction to relationship compatibility in the cards, doing composite cards, and it's actually part of a book that I'm going to be releasing in September called Your Relationships and Your Destiny, It's All in the Cards. And I show you in the ebook how to, you know, put your cards with somebody else's and then give definitions and outlines for the suits and the numbers. All of the compatibility reports are written in the book that will be released in September. And I'll have more about that later. If you do order my book today off my website, you get two free greeting cards, which are really beautiful. My greeting cards, I don't know if people got my greeting cards years ago. I think they've been out for 6 years now. I actually used to make them by hand. They are printed now. They have been for the last couple of years. And professionally printed, and they're really very nice. They're blank on the inside, and each one is a description of the birthday. You can see a view of the older cards on my website, and just know that the new ones are more beautiful. They're very, the colors are richer and deeper, and they're wonderful, and someday they'll be up there too. So if you want to call in, I'm happy to speak to you about what might be going on, or if you're curious about a relationship and the compatibility or the cards that govern it. I always look at and I do this in the ebook as well. I avoid looking at things as being negative or positive, and more of it's just how they are. I mean, we have challenges and we have opportunities, and I feel that when we embrace our challenges, they become our opportunities. We have what I call a spirit card in our life path, and it's, some people call it other things, but that's what I call it, because it represents who we are on the inside. And in my book, I list the spirit cards for each birthday. And that card is like, it represents, it embodies our inner psyche and the spirit of who we are. And I really believe that when we rise to the high expression of that card, it really makes us happy. It brings us a tremendous satisfaction. I think we have a caller on the line. Is that true?
Yes. Hello, Sharon.
Hi, who's this?
This is Brian from Indiana.
Brian, hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good. Just wanted to know if you could do a reading for me on my spirituality.
Sure. What's your birthday?
4/10/75.
So what age are you so I don't have to do that?
32.
32, thank you. Well, that's pretty simple math, wasn't it? I don't trust my brain with simple math. Jack of Diamonds. It's my 2 days from my birthday. My birthday is April 8th.
Or Aries.
Yes, Aries. Okay, Mr. Aries, Jack of Diamonds. Wow. So, you have a lot of interesting influences. When I just glance at your spread right now for age 32,
yeah.
Let's see, you would be in Venus. And that could be a little challenging right now. You have the Nine of Hearts in Venus. Venus represents relationships, family, love. Sometimes it can be a relationship at work because of where it's sitting. You, however, are sitting in a very creative spot. And are you feeling creative?
Yes. I'm beginning to speak more, to speak my own truth.
Uh-huh. Well,
I'm trying to express myself freely.
Right. Do you know that your independence and the expression of your creativity is extremely important for you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an outlet for that? Is there a way in which you do that?
I want to start to get into writing. I feel that I'm starting to become creative. I have these wonderful dreams, and I keep a audio thing where I can record, and so I'm just starting to do that now.
Okay, let me tell you something. Your Jack of Diamonds is sitting in the Three of Clubs house. The Three of Clubs is the writer's card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And behind you, you have the Ten of Clubs, which is the card of a teacher. It's also a card that can encourage publishing.
Ah.
Uh-huh. And then in your Jack of Diamonds house, you have the Ten of Diamonds, which is a card of good fortune.
Mm.
It's a blessed card. Anything we work at when that card is there is going to bring
yes.
fortune. You're sitting in the Jack of Diamonds house with the King of Diamonds behind you, your Two of Spades planetary ruling card. So all of your cards in that way, there's a strong drive or influence toward creativity. I mean, I would think the information and the ideas are just coming in faster than you know what to do with them.
It seems that way, yes. Yeah,
yeah, there's a lot of creative mental energy.
It's trying to decide which way to go, what direction. And
what do you mean by that?
When I say that, as you're speaking of that, it just a thought came in. It's taking the information and going into a teaching role is definitely what I wanted to do. I've been
okay.
thinking about that for the past year or two.
Okay.
And just trying to gather and where, how to begin, I guess.
Okay, well, I'm
going to
make a suggestion. Because you're
yeah.
sitting in the Three of Clubs house, decision-making isn't always the easiest process.
Exactly.
Because this card goes in a lot of different directions and at once and has a tendency to spiral a little bit rather mm-hmm. than going from point A to B to C to D. It'll go from point A to, you know, F, and then it'll take a sidestep to the number 8, and then it'll run over and, you know,
it's
jump
that
into
roller coaster,
B.
Right? Yes.
So it's like energy that's moving all around in a lot of different directions, and it's creative energy.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
important to engage your physical body when you have a strong influence like you do of this card, because that helps to keep you balanced, and it helps you to channel that energy. It's also important for you to just jump into the creative flow and let it unfold.
Okay?
Okay? Let your creative flow guide you to how it's going to manifest. Because that energy is really moving through you. And if you pressure yourself to make a decision, you risk making yourself crazy.
I see. It's kind of like not controlling it, just let it be.
Be with it.
Be with it, I guess.
Imagine
yes.
you're in the boat on the river.
Yes.
And the river has a destination. They all do.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on the boat, and this river of creative energy is moving you to a destination.
Mm-hmm.
You may not be able to see that destination, but as that energy behind you, which is the teacher, that yes. energy is moving into you. It's moving through you.
Yes.
So it's like the rudder on the back of the boat. Okay? Uh-huh. And the river is that Three of Clubs energy. And you are sitting there, and it's like by your vision, just keep your vision forward. You have a tremendous
okay.
amount of... the more focused you are mentally, the easier this will be. And in order to do that, you have to have some sort of physical practice, whether it's, you know, working out or yoga or qigong or tai
yeah.
chi or,
yeah.
you know, I feel like Aikido would be really great for you for some reason, but it's like the card that's right in front of you is your Mercury card this year. Well, you've got two of them. One is the Queen of Clubs, which is the card of intuition. Extremely intuitive energy, and then the Eight of Clubs, which is all about mental focus.
I've been trying to do that over the past couple months. It's just really starting to let go of the fear of just allowing myself to whatever comes through channel, you know what I mean? Just
uh-huh.
allow myself to break free and to come into being, and just I'm saying that I am doing this, not I can or could be, because that's how do you say anticipation? Just saying I am, that I'm doing this. So that's
yes.
my biggest thing, is getting over that struggle.
You know what? Just enjoy
yes.
it.
Yes. Not
you're supposed
thing.
To enjoy and have fun. You're a Jack of Diamonds.
Yes. yes.
So, and you're naturally very creative. So really give yourself permission to just, when you start running all those stories with yourself in conversations,
yes,
just go, you know, let's go have a cup of coffee or tea or something. let's just have some fun with this, because it's all unfolding.
Yes.
It already is unfolding. And the more you enjoy it, you know, the greater it's going to be in every way imaginable.
Yes. Yes.
It's a wonderful influence, that Three of Clubs.
Mm.
It's just an open line to the creative source of life.
Yes.
And so you don't have to make any decisions, Brian. You're off the hook.
Just allow it to come to me.
You can make them next year when you turn 33.
I see.
Right now, just enjoy the ride.
I will.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sharon.
You're welcome.
And God bless.
Thanks for calling. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, God, I almost hung up the phone. I thought I was on a phone call. We would have all then disappeared. Sometimes it really works just to, you know, have fun. It's so challenging for us when fear comes in. Oh, I was talking about the spirit card. And Brian, if you're still listening, see, I was talking about the spirit card before he called. And his spirit card is the Three of Spades, so which is a card of an artist. I mean, it's very natural for the Jack of Diamonds to engage in that way, especially the men, I think. And probably that three energy makes more indecisive. But when we get in touch with that spirit card, like, I'll give you an example. My spirit card is the Three of Clubs. And I used to have the hardest time with making decisions or feeling like I was making the wrong decision, and what if I missed something if I made this decision, and, oh, my God, I'd drive myself nuts. Or I'd buy something and go, oh, I should have gotten the other one. And it was just like, hello? And I was so grateful when I discovered what this was. And that inner aspect of my being, the Three of Clubs, is the writer's card. And several years ago when I started writing about the cards, and always writing like poetry or little stories or things like that were always wonderful for me. However, when I started getting really serious about writing, it just, the floodgates opened. And I realized when I'm really moving with this creative energy of the three, and I'm not trying to contain it with, you know, conceptual frameworks that are unlike itself, or judgments or ideas of how I should be doing things. But just letting that energy, that freedom, threes are like fountains of expression. And when I'm letting that happen, it's like I am so happy and I am so free. And I can do that with my body, I can do that through writing, I can do it through designing things. It doesn't matter, it's just that freedom of expression, and I think that's why it's so important for us to understand that card, and that's why I put that card in the book, my book, Cards of Destiny, because it gives us a deeper understanding, and it's a part of us that other people don't always see, or if they see it, they don't understand it, because it's so different often from who we show up as, which is our birth card. I always see the birth card as like the costume we're wearing to the ball. So I want to invite you to call in and ask questions if you have them. My website, this is Sharon Jeffers, and you are listening to the Mystic Oracle radio show, and my websites are starofthemagi.com, that's M-A-G-I, and it's allinthecards.com. If any of you live in Denver or in the area, I'm going to be at the INATS, the International New Age Trade Show, later this month. It's the 23rd, 24th, and 25th, I think. I should double check that. I'm going to have a booth there, and I'm going to be doing a book signing there. I'm doing my book signing on the 24th. Nope, I'm doing my book signing on the 23rd, Saturday, from 2 to 3 in the Buyer's Lounge. So if you're in that area and you're listening, come by and say hello. And then I'm going to have a booth there as well. So I'll be there the whole 3 days of the show. My book actually won an award. I don't know what it is, but I guess I'll find out when I get there. The book's really had a life of its own. It's been really fun to watch and to see what's happening with it. It was just picked up by a Japanese publisher, and they're translating it into Japanese. So if you would like to call in, we have time for about two more calls. Otherwise, I want to talk about parents and children and how those relationships are so clearly defined, just like all relationships in the cards. This is something that's very near and dear to my heart because actually, the first book I began writing when I started writing about the cards was about kids. And the reason was I would see so many kids that parents have a hard time. Why aren't they more like this? Why didn't they do it the way I do it? Or there are certain cards that are, you know, just like all over the place energetically, and they're always born to parents, always born to parents who are very structured and very intellectual, and it's like there's something wrong with my child, you know. And I love this aspect of the cards. In fact, I am working on a book on this. And looking at those relationships, if your child is Mars to you, they're going to challenge you. If in your life path your child falls in a Mars position, they're going to want to challenge you. They're going to want to spar with you. And it's just a natural expression of that energy. And there's a reason that relationship exists in that way. And it's always for our learning that these things happen. And the reason I'm bringing this one up is because I recently did a reading for someone, and her little girl is her Mars card in her life path. And the little girl is just like sweet as pie with her daddy and with everybody else, but all her mom has to do is walk in the room and she just starts challenging her. And so one of the things I suggested with her was see her as your sparring partner. I mean, Mars is all about action and movement. It's very physical. And so, you know, I suggested to her that she take her shopping or she take her to the park or she do something with her anytime that tension would start to build. And because that tension or that energy needs a release. And then also just see her as her sparring partner, like make it fun instead of reacting to it and wanting to fight and have, you know, a more heavy energy. And this just applies in relationship across the board anyway, doesn't it? I mean, each one of the cards and each one of the planets and each number, each suit, they all have something very valuable to teach us about life. If you start with the Ace of Hearts, which is the first card of the deck, and work your way through to the King of Spades, which is the last card, and then, of course, jump into the Joker, you see how life begins with conception of the Ace of Hearts and how we move through each one of those cards. And if we do that consciously with our awareness, it completely opens us up. It's so enlightening to look at this system that way. And I really believe that that's how, why this system is here for us, that it shows us our path to self-mastery. It shows us the way that we go from wherever we are right now to a more masterful place in the next moment, and always moving toward that king in our suit, and then the king in the next suit, and the king in the next suit. It's like each one of these suits teaches us about love, about understanding, about values, and about wisdom and discipline and self-mastery. And it's perfectly outlined. People always ask me, where does this come from? You know, there's lots of beliefs and lots of stories, and I don't know. I mean, I have my suspicions. However, whoever put the system together had a perspective beyond time, because it is a matrix of time. And you can see all of time through it and see where you are in time in it. And by knowing this and understanding it in the language of the cards, we can look ahead and see the actions that are going to best serve us in our lives as we're moving through time toward our destination. I believe our destination is our origin. There are a lot of people that feel, well, not a lot of people, but there are some people that feel that the cards need to be combined with astrology, and I don't believe that. I believe, and I, you know, I'm a student of astrology. I have been since I was a teenager. However, I see this system as being totally complete in itself. And for those of you that are learning the cards and are students of the cards, I recommend that you just really observe people and really get to know the suits and understand the numbers and see them as entities. I look at numbers and they aren't lines on paper, or to me they're characters. Each one is like a character. They're totally alive to me. And their influences are very defined. And it's the same with the suits. But I don't see the suits as characters so much. I see them as like kingdoms or very large spaces that we enter into. Because when I look at the cards, I see that each one is an entire universe. And each one is a doorway into an understanding and an awareness that leads to the next one. And when you keep following them one from the next, and I don't mean in the order they are from, like I was saying before, from Ace of Hearts to King of Spades. I mean, when you look at the life path of the cards where we're all there and here we are in the world and there's that picture, when you walk through one of those cards, it's going to lead you to another that's going to lead you to another, and eventually you're going to go through the entire deck. And the beauty of this perspective to me is, number one, it unites us with ourselves in the most profound ways. And number two is that we are all one. And it shows that each and every one of us is part of the other in a way that we need each other to see the totality of ourselves as an individual. And so that reflection to me is profoundly valuable. I have to tell you, sometimes it's kind of strange just sitting here talking. But I know you're out there, so I'm imagining all of you. I can actually feel you. It's really, really quite cool. If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Mystic Oracle with Sharon Jeffers. and my website address is www.starofthemagi.com, and itsallinthecards.com is another website. You're listening on bbsradio.com. If any of you are thinking about doing a radio show, I highly recommend them. They're very great. And if anyone wants to call in, we have time for one quick call, and that's it. I do have a little special going on my website. Oh, I wanted to announce one other thing. It's a little bit off in the distance, but I am going to be in the Bay Area at the beginning of August, and I'm going to be speaking at the East-West Bookstore in Berkeley on the 2nd, the evening of August 2nd, and then I'm going to be doing readings all day on August 5th. So just so you know that. If you go to my website, you can sign up for the card of the day. I do have in my book a perpetual calendar in the back that just mentions the influences that are governing each day. And I combined astrology, numerology, and the cards to the card influence first and then the astrological influences and the numerology of the day to come up with those. And on my website, you can sign up to receive the card of the day for free. I mail it to you, so it's there in your inbox almost every day in the morning. And you can also go on my website and read a brief description of your card from what is on my old greeting card line. And there's also a blog. I need to pay a little more attention to that. So I welcome your input and your questions, and I just really appreciate knowing you're out there. To me, I do this so that people can know this system is available. And I am working on a workshop kit that I'm going to make available at some point soon so that people can learn to read their own cards, because I think it's really, really important. And some of the information out there as far as cycles and things, it's a little different than how I read the cards. And how my colleagues read the cards as well. So I think it's good to see the different perspectives and, you know, see what you resonate with and what rings true for you and where you get your greatest guidance. So we are out of time for today, and I want to thank all of you for being here. I want to thank Donna and Julia and Brian for calling in. I welcome you to contact me through my website via email. There's also a phone number on there. And I wish you all a wonderful day. It's actually a Ten of Diamonds day. It's a very powerful day today. So I hope everyone's taking advantage of that. And I wish you all things that are good. Blessings. Thank you for listening. We'll be here again next Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Bye-bye.